we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. I'm continuing today to discuss the topic, how does television influence our children? Despite the many spectacular events that television has allowed us to watch, I feel that it's necessary to point out that television is not altogether good. As the old cliche says, all that glitters is not gold. And despite moon landings and political conventions and on-the-spot reporting, New Year's football parades and a host of other spectaculars that come and go every year, there are many harmful aspects of television that should be considered by parents as they rear their children. Basically, the problem revolves around the fact that children are exposed to so much television. I think that a brief look at the viewing habits in the average American home would show that children spend much more time in front of the one-eyed monster than they do with their own parents. Many children spend 8 or 10 hours each day, and the average child will spend from 2 to 5 hours each day with the TV set. Dr. Wilder G. Penfield, a Canadian scholar, recently lectured to the University of Calgary's Medical School. In his talk, Dr. Penfield stated that there has been an appalling physical and psychological result of the massive amount of television viewing by children. The children were weaned prematurely. Like the wolf cub lost in the woods, they did not learn the lore of the pack. As much as 10 years before the children arrived at intellectual maturity, they turned away from their parents. Within the new generation, many are without purpose in life, without a feeling of normal responsibility. Not only has there been a psychological problem introduced by television, but the moral influence of television has been significant. Kathy Sudemeyer, a newspaper writer in the Detroit News, wrote about television advertising. She said, "You dirty old TV admin make me sick." After giving several examples of morally degrading scenes and dialogue, Mrs. Sudemeyer concluded, "If you think this generation represents the new morality, then look out for the next one, Granddad. You'll have our kids turned into the most oversexed, oversated monsters since the fall of the Roman Empire." The thought occurs to me as I consider this influx of information coming from the television industry is the question, I wonder if those parents who know Jesus Christ in a personal way as Lord and Savior are giving their children equal exposure to the Word of God. And frankly, I don't think that the real problem is one of giving our kids equal time. I think the problem is one of giving our kids any time. For as I work with Christian young people, I find an astounding lack of information about the Bible. They know the major stories of the Bible. They can learn those from Sunday school lessons. But they don't have verses memorized. They don't know where to look in the Bible for answers to specific problems. They can't cite reasons for most of the Christian standards that they hold. And perhaps most tragic of all, they don't have any great desire to know the Bible for themselves. When I consider that the average Christian young person spends as much as several hours each day in front of a television set, I cannot help but wonder if we parents have done our job in training our children to love the Lord with all their heart and to give Him the preeminent place in their lives. And so, as I consider the question of how television influences our children, I have to admit that it influences them far more than does the Word of God. I say this to our shame, and I say this with the hope that this will challenge you to take a fresh look at your own home life to see if God's Word is given its proper place. For only as we do this can we hope to see our children trained in the way that they should go. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.